Podcast, the compass for everything learning, leadership coaching, and personal growth. I am your host, Dr. Maureen Kwende. I'm a learning leader, educator, executive leadership coach, really passionate about helping organizations develop their leaders to become leaders people want to work for. That's what we do at my company, EMK Learning Solutions. Connect with me on social media or via email at info@emklearningsolutions.com to work with the organization. As you may have noticed, every month we have a theme. So this month's theme is focused on organizational culture. So we started off by defining what organizational culture is, and now we're getting into the different types of culture. Last week we talked about learning culture. So this week, we'll explore the purpose of purpose-driven culture in shaping organizations for success. So once again, I am your host, Dr. Maureen Kwende. I'm your guide on this journey of organizational culture discovery. So let's dive into the heart of purpose-driven culture, exploring its definition, benefits, and practical strategies for implementation. First off, what do we understand or what do you understand by purpose-driven culture? What does that entail? A purpose-driven culture is one where the organization's missions and values are deeply ingrained into every aspect of its operations. So it goes beyond profit-making and it really focuses on making a positive impact on society and the world at large. Organization has the idea of what does the organization want to be remembered for? So the sense of purpose serves as a guide, like for employees, inspiring them to work towards a common goal that transcends above financial success. So it's time to pause and ask yourself, where you're working right now, does it have, or is it an organization that is driven by culture? Driven by purpose, I beg your pardon. Or as a CEO, as a leader, can your organization be referred to as an organization that is purpose driven? So why even bother? Well, there are so many benefits of a purpose driven culture. We're gonna talk about some benefits now. The first benefit, not in any specific order, is that of employee engagement and retention. An organization with a purpose-driven culture has a clear sense of purpose that motivates employees, and it fosters high level of engagement and retention. When employees feel connected to the organization's mission, they're more likely to be passionate about their work and committed to its success. So motivation is another factor. When an organization has a purpose-driven culture, it really helps the employee to connect with intrinsic motivation, and they're going to stay there for the long term. It enhances brand recognition. So purpose-driven organizations, they enjoy a positive reputation in the eyes of the public, including consumers and stakeholders. So when there is alignment with values, you're right, with those of their target audience, this builds trust and loyalty, and therefore ultimately drives brand growth and recognition. So how do you, there are many other benefits, but I'll pause here for a second and ask, how do you assess the organization's purpose-driven culture? What are some indicators, right? So one way is to examine its mission statement of values. Does it clearly define and consistently communicate that purpose-driven culture throughout the organization? Can the employees clearly articulate that? Additionally, observe how decisions are made and whether there is alignment with its stated purpose. Those will let you know if it's a purpose-driven culture or not. What does the onboarding process look like? What does the hiring structure look like? Can you tell anything, if there is anything that articulates purpose-driven on there? Those are some signs. I'm sure there are so many companies out there that you can relate to. My company, for one, is a purpose-driven organization. And so what are some ways then? We talked about the benefits. We talked about how to determine if, you know, an organization is a purpose-driven organization. Now let's get into, you know, aligning purpose and performance, right? Because it's not just purpose, there has to be performance. So how do organizations then align purpose with performance to drive growth? One way is by setting purposeful goals. So by establishing clear goals and objectives, you know, that would reflect the organization's purpose. That's one way of doing that. Also by tying performance metrics to the overarching mission. And so employees are therefore empowered to see the direct impact of their work on the organizational success, right? So looking for ways also to embed purpose and practice. So, you know, integrating purpose into everyday work practices, everyday processes, and like I mentioned earlier on, from hiring, onboarding to performance evaluations, decision making, those are some ways that you can ensure that, you know, you're looking at purpose-driven goals and embedding it throughout the organization. So this therefore ensures that purpose remains at the forefront of the culture and it guides strategic initiatives. So in the area of aligning purpose and decision making, that's another, you know, another thing that is very important. In a purpose-driven organization, you know, every decision is evaluated through the lens of purpose. So as a leader who's listening to this call, is that what's happening in your organization? What can you do about it? You know, leaders and employees consider how their actions contribute to the organization's overarching mission and values. You know, people I have the honor to empower through my academy, these are discussions we have all the time. You know, what does purpose have to do with you as a leader? What does values have to do with you as a leader? And how is that translated through the organizations? And how your actions reflect that? So there should be alignment. And so alignment ensures that decisions are not only strategic, but also ethically sound, driving sustainable success. So now let's talk about the last section, which is about strategies for creating a purpose-driven culture. So you want to create a purpose-driven culture, what can you do? The first thing is to look at your hiring process. Does that reflect, you know, purpose, in all of the process and the materials that you have? You might have to start updating those areas. What does your onboarding look like? You know, can you trace purpose-driven culture in the onboarding process? You might have to make some changes on that. In the area of leadership commitment and alignment, you know, leadership plays a crucial role in championing purpose and driving cultural change. They have to be the champions of this. So they have to lead by example. They have to embody the organization's values and making sure that their own individual values are aligned with organizational values, and then also actively promoting its mission. So leaders have to authentically promote this and lead by example. And by doing this, they're modeling it and they're reinforcing the importance of purpose in every aspect of the business. Now, how about the employees, right? There's also the area of involvement and engagement. You know, when employees, they're engaged in the process, get them engaged in the process. So ask for their input and their feedback to ensure that there is alignment. They have an understanding and they're also leading in that area. They're also about fostering a sense of ownership over the organizational mission. So empower your employees to contribute to that as well. And so there has to be continuous communication and transparency across all levels of the organization, from top, bottom down, and you know, regularly reinforce the connection between individual roles and the broader purpose to keep employees motivated and aligned. I talked about intrinsic motivation earlier on. This is what we're talking about. So have open communication channels to reinforce this message. And this is going to foster not only a culture of purpose, but also a culture of transparency and trust. So, you know, champion continuous learning and improvement. you know, cultivate that culture of learning. We talked about learning culture last week. Cultivate a culture of learning and growth where employees are encouraged to challenge the status quo and embrace innovation in service of the organizational purpose. And of course, you want to measure impact, right? So establish metrics and KPIs that reflect the organization's progress towards the purpose-driven goals, allowing for ongoing evaluation and improvement. Okay, so now as we wrap up today's episode, I would like you to remember that purpose-driven culture isn't just a buzzword, right? It's a powerful force for driving organizational success and societal impact. So by embedding purpose into every facet of your organization, hopefully you can inspire employees, attract loyal customers, and create a lasting change in the world. So I would like to thank you for tuning in to the Empowerment Minutes podcast. If you found today's episode insightful, I would like to hear your comments, even your thoughts on this topic. And together, let's harness the power of purpose-driven culture to create a bright future for all. So thank you once again for tuning in to this wonderful episode. This is Dr. Maureen.